What is going down, everyone? It's time for MojoBreak.com, the hype episode number 174. We've got a lot to talk about. A lot of things are happening in the sports card industry. We're going to go over some of those hot button topics today. We've got contenders football. We're going to talk about some of the early pricing. Is the product worth it? What do we think about it? We're also going to talk about Bowman Draft and Bowman Chrome autos. Baseball season's right around the corner, and some of these autos will blow your minds on what some of these prices are. And lastly, we're going to talk Topps Rip Party. Topps Rip Party, we're going to be part of on February 9th. Should be an amazing event. We're going to do Topps. We're going to break 2021 Topps early. We've got some early breaks already posted on that. So a lot of fun stuff to talk about. And definitely check out MojoBreak.com for your breaks and all that other good stuff. C-Rad, what's going down, dude?
What up, everybody? How's everybody's week been?
How about you, Dan? How's
your week? Oh, I thought you were going to set me up. You just look at me.
Yeah. Just I'll stare at you for a second here.
That's right.
And get creepy stares. What's up, everybody in the chats? Busta, Ron, what's going down?
We're going to go back to talking NBA Top Shot.
No, I think it was going to be a stock show, we said, right? We decided we're going to scrap all the thing at the beginning, and we're going to talk about AMC stock and GameStop, right?
Two companies that are what we would consider blue chips, right?
Blue chips, yeah.
Blue chip companies. You just got to dive right in. No way it can go down.
Hold on. I seen this one meme. You guys know Wolf of Wall Street, right? The meme of Leonardo on the phone, and he's like, I got this tech company called GameStop.
Well, Blockbuster's next, right? Redbox, maybe? Was that where we're going? But the Super Bowl is here. We've decided. The teams have been decided. We've got the old guard going against the new guard. We got Brady versus Mahomes in the chat. Who's going to win? What do you guys think? Who's going to take this? C-Rod, who do you think's going to win?
Oh, I'm going with the Bay Area kid, bro. It's all day. Patty Mahomes not even that good.
Is that because of your hatred of Patrick Mahomes?
Is that who you think is going to win or who you want to win?
Who I want to win.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Who do you think is going to win?
That's a tougher question, Dan. That's a tougher question.
Yeah, I mean, Dan has the least amount of like skin in this game because he hasn't been humiliated last year in the Super Bowl by the Chiefs, and then you guys get
I have been
you guys get you're in the same division every year.
Yeah. I've been humiliated in a Super Bowl before, though.
But yeah, I was against the other guy, yeah, right? Yeah. So who are you going with?
I think Kansas City is going to win, and I'm hoping for a good game, but I'm rooting for Tom Brady, and I don't know why. I think it really breaks down to how many more Super Bowls does Tom Brady have?
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes, he may go to 10. He may go to every Super Bowl for the next decade. I don't know.
I know it's hard to root for Tom Brady because of the legacy, but I'm rooting for him as well. I mean, I want to see him right off into the sunset, do it with a different team. Nobody's ever done that, really. Nobody's ever won. Well, nobody's ever won 6, let alone 7. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, he'll be able to do this.
Right.
You know, exactly. And I like Mike Evans, and Mike Evans has been there when they were bad. So it's good to see him go to the Super Bowl. And it's not like he was drafted by the Buccaneers.
Yep, 2014. Yeah.
He's an OG.
I think as it comes to players I want to see win, it's Mike Evans. Mm. And I think that is the tipping point for me to want to see Tampa Bay win.
I love that logic. I mean, one of the crazy stats that I've seen is that it's more likely for Tom Brady to go to a Super Bowl than it is for Steph Curry to hit a three-pointer because his ratio of going to Super Bowl is over like 45% in his career. That's insane if you think about that.
It is insane.
We'll never see this ever again. Mm-hmm. But speaking of Super Bowl,
I don't know, man.
Patrick
Mahomes may go to the next 10 Super Bowls.
I'm in the thinking that if Brady can pull this one out and he gets a 7. Seven's a hard number to. I mean, 6 is a hard number to beat in terms of Super Bowl wins for a quarterback. 5, even, right? It's a little on 7. If he gets 7,
but didn't okay. So Mahomes played in every regular season game for the Chiefs, right? Except for Week 17. Mm-hmm. So he went 14-1. The one loss was against the greatness of the Raiders.
So you guys are Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I don't.
Essentially.
So the crazy thing is that I remember specifically when the Raiders beat the Chiefs, it was like, man, Mahomes isn't that good. Mm. Like, the narrative was that, hey, maybe the Chiefs really aren't that good. Maybe they got lucky last year.
They did get lucky last year, but
they lost one game. Like, he lost one game.
Yeah. And then I think they've won all their playoff games. They've actually been down by more than one score in every single playoff game they've
ever
been
in. Could anybody tell me when the last time Patrick Mahomes lost a football game? That was the Raider game. The Raider game.
Yeah.
So that's the last one. Before that, they had won every game in the regular season. They obviously won the Super Bowl last year.
They didn't
year.
Win all the regular season games. Last
yeah,
year.
They might have one or
yeah,
two.
No, they were undefeated.
No, they went. They were at.
They started slow last year. They started slow last year. I think they started with like two losses last year.
Like last year?
Last season. Yeah.
Last season, like the season
before.
But still, like they only lost the one. They lost the one game against the Raiders.
They don't lose.
They
a
lost
lot.
Week 17. But they won the Super Bowl. They won the playoffs. You go to the Super Bowl. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has maybe lost, what, 3 to 4 games in his career?
That's insane. Yeah, what's his winning percentage? Like over 800? It's nuts. But speaking of Super Bowl, we have squares. You guys have been asking us. We have our first squares break going down. How it's going to work, there's going to be 10 different breaks that we are giving away 10 squares. And we're doing one big Super Bowl pot for prizes. You got to check it out. It's insane. It's the number one prize is going to be a Tom Brady auto plus $500 in break credits. And we're going to show you. More to come here. What the Tom Brady auto is going to be. Third quarter prize is going to be Patrick Mahomes signed jersey plus $200 in break credit. Which got the Patty Mahomes right here. Patrick Mahomes signed jersey. Got a second
game,
quarter.
Game 1 from last Super Bowl.
Yeah, game 1. Second quarter is going to be a 2020 contenders box, and first quarter is going to be a 2020 honors box. So you may ask, well, what kind of Tom Brady auto is? Well, we've been holding on to this thing for a very long time. It is a TriStar. Totally Tom Brady. They only made 20 cases of it.
And this jersey
is
number.
And this is case number 12 of 20. So there's three items. It could be a football, could be a jersey, could be a Super Bowl trophy replica. It could be a bunch of different things. They're redemptions. They're still valid until June. So somebody's going to win something awesome. I'm going to open this up now. I don't know where I'm going to need a knife right here.
That U-line box has taken a beating.
It has. It's traveled very well. So we're going to do this live.
Everything
on the show.
Is a redemption, but they have it in hand.
Correct. So once you redeem it, it'll get shipped
well,
right to you.
Well, I mean, yeah, you wouldn't be able to fit all three live items into a box that small.
And we did cases last year that were pretty amazing of this product.
Fancy.
Let me get this out of here.
It's a box in a box.
Oh, hopefully I can figure out how to open this thing, right?
Oh, you need the key?
I think the key's
in there.
Oh,
dude, it doubles as a clipboard, too.
Yeah, we need one of those.
Pull out that piece of paper for me. I want to read what's in there.
While I'm opening it up, you guys can talk.
Yep. Okay, so they got, obviously, like Doug was saying, they got signed Tom Brady football, signed helmet.
Don't use the key.
By Super Bowl champ on there. You can win a Tom Brady signed jersey with inscriptions.
All right, get the fly head.
Obviously, like you were saying, the replica trophy. Super Bowl trophy signed.
We pulled one of those last time.
We did. We did. We actually got a bonus.
It got
in
a
that
bonus.
Case.
It was two items.
Yeah, two items.
This isn't going to happen. This is terrible radio.
Yes.
But pretty incredible items.
Okay.
You guys probably can't see it there, but.
There's three envelopes. I'm going to interact with the chat here. Envelope 1, envelope 2, and envelope 3.
All three of them.
Which one should we pick?
All three.
Which one should we pick? 1, 2, and 3. There's an autographed item in each one.
It's a bold move because you know you're going to get three different answers.
Right? Yeah, I know. I'm just going to see which one comes up more often. 1, 2, and 3. What are you guys picking? In the chat. Everybody's like, I don't want to pick.
I don't care. Dose.
What do we think? Which one's going to have the best Tom Brady item?
7 for the amount of Super Bowls.
Number 5, he says. Busta says 2. 2, 3, 1.
Told you.
2. We got 2 votes for 2. We're going 2.
All right, let's go 2. Let's go 2.
Let's see what we get.
All right, you open one.
This would be the coolest right here.
I'll open one.
So this is going to be the grand prize for the Super Bowl squares.
It is.
Okay. Grand prize, baby.
It's Tom Brady.
It says Tom Brady.
Autographed blue Nike jersey. Check that out. And it's inscribed 14-time Pro Bowler. Limited edition 3 out of 3. So that is going to be the grand prize. And it's a Nike jersey. So it's not no knockoff, fake jersey. Autograph blue Nike Elite jersey inscribed 14-time Pro Bowl limited edition 3 out of 3. So the 10 breaks to get into this, get your chance at winning this. It'll be the final score of the Super Bowl square promo. We're going to be doing the numbers Saturday night so that you can watch the Saturday night before the Super Bowl so that you can watch the Super Bowl and maybe have a square and hope for this bad boy. So pretty awesome stuff. And what was it? Darren Revelle said the cheapest Tom Brady autograph is...
It's like $1,500 or something.
For just
like that.
Even just like on a piece of paper, pretty much.
Like a blank, like index
like
card?
A 3x5 index card.
Yeah.
Actually, Tom Brady doesn't sign index cards.
No.
We've never seen one.
No, he does not. So that's pretty cool. So somebody's going to win that. I was hoping for at least a jersey. I was trying to avoid the mini helmets, I think.
Why hating on mini helmets?
I have not seen too many mini helmets. I think, yeah. They're obviously in here, but majority of what I've seen has been like,
oh, look, it's
these pretty awesome prizes.
That's the one. It's on the sell sheet.
No, that one says 4-time Super Bowl MVP on it.
Oh, okay. So it's very similar.
Yeah, similar jersey. But yeah. I thought these are all full-size helmets, no?
Maybe they are. Maybe I thought that there was mini helmets in there, but definitely probably better than a football. A football would probably be less as exciting.
Less
as
desirable,
the,
yeah.
Exactly. So the first break we're doing on that is Friday. I think C-Rad will be probably putting up some over the weekend.
On the weekend.
So that'll be an awesome way to get in. We're also doing our 55-box Super Bowl mixer that same night, that Saturday before the Super Bowl. It's going to have 2017 National Treasures. It's going to have 2017 Immaculate in it. It's going to have some old 5-stars, some old Exquisite. It's literally going to be all high-end. So
you're telling me there's a chance at Patty Mahomes rookies.
RPA. RPA out of there.
The holy grail of sports cards besides the Brady contenders right now.
Yep. Yep. So that's going to be pretty amazing. So we'll have to check that out. And I'll be here for that. I think you're going to be mainly breaking it, but I think I'm going to make an appearance because I want to see some of this old stuff.
Let's do it.
All right, how did we just have Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes jerseys, like products just laying around?
Just collecting dust, man. I didn't know.
Wait, this is the perfect moment. It was meant to be.
We're waiting.
This
for
is why
it.
We had them.
What are we going to do with the other ones?
So,
I know we do have a product back there that is a full size Tom Brady helmet.
Like, is all Tom Brady?
Yeah. It could be a Michigan helmet. Could be a
could be Sarah High School.
Could be the Patriots.
Could be Patriots.
Yep, we've been just holding on to it. We've been holding on to the goat. So
it's tough to break.
I mean,
how do we break it?
You can't random team.
Can't random team.
I think the way we were doing it before was it was in a random team break, but however, of course, we did it where we randomized through everybody at the end of the break. For specifically just the Tom Brady items. That's how we did it last time.
I'm possibly thinking about putting that as maybe one of the prizes in the mixer.
It could be.
We'll see. Maybe we'll figure out a way. It's kind of an expensive prize. It might bump up the spot price, but we'll see.
Kind of an expensive prize.
Kind of expensive prize. All right, well, let's talk contenders. 2020 contenders just came out on Friday, and we've been doing a lot of breaks. There's been a lot of cards on eBay. There's been a lot of talk about contenders. I know, C-Rad, you've probably busted the most out of us three here. What are your thoughts on contenders?
Just like you were mentioning to me on Friday, it's nice to rip something like contenders because it feels like an old friend, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like something you're very familiar with. And it was interesting to see some customers' response in the chat room because we have a lot of new collectors in the hobby now. And, you know, like some, you know, the initial reaction is like, dang, I'm getting all these like sticker rookies. Like this product is not it, bro. You know what I mean? And I kind of had to break it down all weekend. It's like, you know, this is this is where the tradition comes from. Obviously the Brady rookie ticket contenders. So it's just been a fun time ripping contenders football. Like it's always one of the best, more enjoyable rips for me every single year. So
what are your thoughts on it, Dan?
I thought it was contenders regular. It was basically what we expected. It delivers what we pretty much expect every year of contenders to deliver. The issue is that the starting price, that's based on the market. The market as at $700. I don't know. I could see because the season's ending right now, and this is not a product that they only make a handful of cases of. They make a lot of this product.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see a little bit of a dip, but I actually think with the quarterback talent in this rookie class that in 2, 3, 4 years, this is going to be $2,000-$3,000 box, kind of like the 17, where if you want to go get a 17 contenders box, and the odds of getting Mahomes would be the same as trying to get a Herbert
right
this year. It's going to be brutal. It's a brutal rip.
How
at
much
that
is
price point.
2017 currently?
It's a lot.
I would say
probably close to 5K.
I'm going to say, yeah, 5 to 6K probably.
Mm. I mean, you also got Watson. You got Trubisky. I mean, Trubisky started.
Yeah, but you
along.
Have, I mean, right now you
Kamara.
Have. You got Burrow, Herbert, Tua, Eason.
And also, keep in mind, contender generally comes out earlier than this, too. So we're getting contenders like in the like early playoffs, whereas we're getting this right before the Super Bowl. Right.
Yeah.
So that changes the dynamics of the release.
Right, because nothing these guys can do until next year is going to really improve their value. But, so, you mean you got some receivers that may didn't play that, you know.
Yeah, that's why the Jaguars is hot, because people are like, okay, they're going to get Lawrence. So these guys could potentially blow up next year.
Right. 4,000 on eBay. But it's hard to buy from, like, a random guy on eBay. One box. That's something to consider, is that the guy may have hit the Mahomes out of his case and be like, I'm going to sell the rest. I mean, the chances of having two Mahomes in a case, very slim. So, yeah. But, I mean, there's George Kittle. There's a lot of other guys in that year. It's a really good year. So
I can definitely see this being a $2,000 box, though, in 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, the best thing in the hobby is to hold these sealed. I know that's extremely hard to do. But if you buy a box, even at the price it is now, the best bet is to put it away and hold it. Because if Herbert's a bust, you still have Burrow. You still have if you open the box and pull a Herbert, that's great. But maybe Herbert is a bust, and then you don't have even the possibility of having a Burrow.
The only one drawback that I see out of the gate with holding this product for an extended period of time is that Burrow is a redemption.
Yeah,
he's live, so his autos are live. They're ready
to
ship. But we don't know what that's going to look like. If it's an expired redemption,
what they're going to do?
They're going to do? Are they going to still honor it? I wouldn't bet on it.
Right.
So that's one of the things where I think we may see this product go up in a year or two, but right around that redemption time, it's probably going to start going down. I don't think it's a box or a case you want to hold on for a decade or anything.
Yeah, let me ask
GBC
you a question.
Will, yes. I was going to say, he's asking if we take questions in the chat. Absolutely. Yeah. If you have some questions.
I have a question for you guys. So in that situation where Joe Burrow's redemption, but they have his autos ready to go, right? What do you think Panini does with them when the redemption's expired? Do they destroy the cards, or do they put it in something else?
Honors, baby.
Yeah.
Honors.
In something like honors.
Yeah.
Honors. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at honors as a fantastic checklist. There's actually a lot of Joe Mixon autos. Which
Bro,
makes
I'm
me,
ready for honors. We love it.
Which makes me think that Joe Mixon got his cards in late, or, you know, the redemptions, stuff like that. So, I mean, Joe Mixon still has, you know, a chance to be
still
a
viable.
Pretty big pro, but
to 99, let's go.
We all opened one box for personals, right? Of honors yesterday, only one taker. But it was a E-layer, and they used the black magnetic, and then it was a 9/5/10 2011 Julio Jones contenders buyback, original, graded,
original with no stamp.
It's a graded card.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So I think there's 120 to 130 graded cards in there. So on the checklist, it doesn't say Ramley's which card it is, but there is a Patrick Mahomes graded on there. So who knows?
But it could be, we don't know what set it's out of.
But if I hit that Mahomes, I'm going to be checking my emails, though. So,
or so there might be a knock at the front door or something as well, right? you saw that video with the knock at the front door on the playbook, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that was, yeah. It was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But some early prices. So for first off, we hit this today, which is a 1 of 10.
Incredible.
Ticket stub. Herbert on card auto. So they numbered the ticket stubs to their jersey number. So this is the number to 10. It's the 1 out of 10. So probably second to the 10 of 10, right? So 1 of 10 would be the second. If it was NBA Top Shot, that'd be the most valuable card that they made. But looking at some early sales, what do you think? Because you didn't look at this. I know the answer.
I didn't look at it either.
And you didn't look at it either. What do you think a Herbert base contenders auto sold for it?
I think I looked that one.
My concern is that how is that going to grade with the edges like that at the top?
Oh, the ticket
got stuck in the pack machine or something. I don't understand.
it's probably a 7 or an 8.
Yeah, could be a 7.
Yeah, more than likely.
What's your guess for a base auto?
a base auto of Herbert. Not this card, but a base auto. Base auto of Herbert, $2,800.
Yeah, you're not too far off.
That's pretty good.
Sold for $3,550 for a base Herbert auto, which is crazy to me because I think Kyler is around $1,500. So you look at the prior year, you got a guy that's, you know, doing pretty well, who's been more established than Herbert, and he's going for less than half of what Herbert's going for. This was an acetate with a horrible picture that sold for $3,500. Probably could go for a little bit more than that.
Wait, what?
I can't even see it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's the
doily. That's the clear?
That's the acetate, numbered to 20, I believe. So either it didn't sell or somebody didn't know what they had.
I think they're numbered at 10, aren't they?
There's no way that sold for 35.
Yeah, well, the guy's probably not shipping it. Well, it's a buy it now. Somebody just probably hit the buy it now button.
Hit it real quick.
So with that being said, the $3,550, I mean, we may be talking about the card we pull. I don't like to throw numbers, but what do you think it's worth 10 times the amount of the base?
$5,500.
On the ticket stub?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'll go 7-8. Range.
I don't know if that ticket stub parallel has really caught on.
So you're thinking the cracked ice would definitely sell for
more? Cracked ice would definitely sell for more. I think the acetate would sell for more. I don't know if we're all about that ticket stub.
We all about that business?
All about that ticket stub life.
So would you actually think I would prefer this over the acetate, though, personally.
No, the acetates are cool, but I don't like
the way they look.
No.
You like the acetates.
Oh, yeah.
I like the clear acetate, too. The only issue, again, is the surface thing. That's the only thing in terms of grading.
Look at the edges, man, on that thing. Again.
But see, they messed up because they could have just made a Contenders acetate product and called it Clearly Contenders. Now they can't do that.
Whoa, dude. You need to relax. We can't be given any more ideas. I don't have the strength for a clearly Contenders.
Does that just roll off?
I like that we can get all of the coolest parallels in one. I do like that. Yeah. I like we get the ticket stub, we get the clearly, we get the cracked eyes, of course, the god parallel, and then also we get the 101 mosaic that's not numbered. That's, you know, that's awesome.
I mean, what do people think in the chat about the ticket stub variations? What do you think about the ticket stub variation? You dig it?
Me?
Not you. I know you love it.
I don't mind it, but it's not my favorite parallel. I do think that one's very valuable because it's only numbered to 10. But, you know, I don't love it
I think it's a little gimmicky.
Yeah, I can see that.
I like the fact that it's numbered to the jersey number. I mean, it doesn't have to be cut that way if they just numbered it to the jersey number.
Oh, so if they just made a parallel that was just numbered to the jersey number, you'd be okay with
yes.
that.
Yes. Yeah, I'd
so,
like that.
So better. You don't like the ticket stub.
I like the rarity of it, but yes, I do kind of see that it's a little gimmicky. I agree with you.
Is that the how the actual ticket stubs when you go to games, is that how they're cut? In that shape?
I think they're all digital now.
Back in the day, back in the old time when you'd actually show up. Not really. I don't know.
I think the bottom is accurate, but I think they're all the same on each corner, right? It should be like.
I know this is an odd question, but like, because we haven't gone to an event for, you know,
a calendar year,
but when's the last time you went to an event and you didn't have the ticket on your phone?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I don't even know if.
I don't remember.
When you say ticket stub, I don't even know if the younger generation is even understanding what it's referring to.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know
you're
what I mean.
Probably,
I know
right.
what it means.
Let's say rip the ticket.
They rip the ticket. Yeah. But I'm an old man. I get it.
But they didn't rip the tickets when we were kids. They just scanned them in still.
Yeah, but you had the physical ticket though.
Yeah, physical ticket.
But you would have like the long ticket and it would rip off like
the bottom would rip off. That's true.
Cuz they would have a roll of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. They would rip the bottom off and keep that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then I think last 15 years, I think they've been just scanning it in. And they don't rip your ticket anymore. Yeah.
I haven't had a hard copy ticket for maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, I've had printout tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, paper tickets.
But I haven't had, like, a hard copy, like, you go to, Bass Outlets or Ticketmaster or something like that.
You guys ever get a clearly acetate ticket stub to a concert?
Only for Panini VIP parties. One of those big old placards. Yeah, I can't even remember. Yeah, I mean, that's a memorabilia item that's just gone away, really, right? In the modern era, the tickets. I mean, I think they still make them for like Super Bowl big events like that, but like just a regular game ticket is kind of gone by the wayside, right? So, and I know there's a group of collectors, and I have some Giants ones that you can get your ticket graded.
Well, I think actually, I know we're going way off topic here, but I think actually with the Niners stadium, they don't have hard tickets.
No, they don't. They give you one hard ticket.
You gotta. You have your phone, yep. And you have to basically use your phone to get in.
Yes, you do.
If I am I not mistaken, like the Warriors, they send you guys a book of tickets.
They did for the first year.
Yeah, and then the next year.
And then
wow.
that was just because it was the first year at Chase.
Okay.
I mean, the Sharks were doing it for a while, and you can request a book of tickets, but like, it's not the way people work anymore, man.
Yeah. And somebody said, does 10 of 10 draw premium for double jersey number? Yes. That parallel, the 10 of 10, whenever it is pulled, that will be the most premium out of the ticket stubs.
Any 10 out of 22 for the cracked dice, 10 out of 25 for the championship ticket, you know, 10 out of 20 for the clearly.
Yep, absolutely.
Those are all going to be the most sought after ones.
And we're having some people saying that they want the a color blast cracked ice.
Oh, that's a lot going on.
That would be a really busy card.
That's a lot going on.
Terrible idea.
I have to see it. Contender Chrome.
You can put the cracked
contender
ice.
Optics,
you can put the cracked contender ice film over anything and make it look good, though.
Yeah. Cracked ice.
What is it about the cracked ice that we love so much? What is it?
It's cool.
It looks cool.
It looks cool.
It looks
badass.
There's no way around it. This is one of the nicest looking parallels when Topps does it, when Panini does it. So specifically with the contenders, the contender autos, it just always looks amazing. So
you know what I've noticed on certain scratchers? Now I know we have the California lottery. Other states have different, you know, lottery, but still the same concept, scratch off, win money. They actually have some that have that cracked ice like design on there. That's
smart.
Yeah, very similar. It just screams goodness. Maybe that's why Panini went with it.
It's eye catching.
It is.
It's eye catching and the way it reflects the light.
When you guys first got back in the hobby, did they have that parallel in Contenders Football?
No.
So that was added in a few years later.
In 12, wasn't in 13, 14? Maybe 14.
14?
I know 14 for sure was in it because I ripped a lot of 14.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember 13 if D-Hop.
But I want to say I remember first seeing that in either a National Silver Pack or a gold pack, some type of promo pack.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I remember first seeing that cracked ice design, and it could have been like a Father's Day pack or Black Friday pack. It was one of those, and that was the first time I'd ever seen it.
So it was known as a promo parallel first?
I believe it was. I think he's right. I think because that 2011 contenders, I don't think there was even numbered cards. I think there was just the parallel variation, so it'd be like the Cam Newton no wristband.
Yeah.
Now, and that would signify the parallel.
Now, I think Topps has been doing the Atomic.
Atomic,
yes.
For definitely before Panini was doing the cracked ice.
Mm-hmm. Atomics actually back in the day used to be numbered to 10 in Finest. I think Finest had the Atomic first. Because I remember the Bryce Harper year, 2011, Finest had the Atomics, and then the cracked ice kind of came after that. So they all cover each other. I mean, the Superfractor was only Topps for a while, and then you got Leaf with the Prismatic, and then you have, obviously, the Gold Vinyl for... and I think Upper Deck has one now for their Chromium products. They do the same thing. So everybody's copied that Superfractor design, so...
The not-so-Superfractor.
Not-so-Superfractor. So back on the topic of sales, we've got a Tua cracked ice that sold for $3,057 and another cracked ice that looked like it got clicked on right before it for $5,200. So that's a big disparity, right? You have one cracked ice that sold for $3,000 and one that sold for $5,000. Was that the first one up, and then the second one just kind of was like, well, it's not Herbert, it's not Burrow.
I think it's that situation. I remember that's a common situation every year ever since I've been in it, like where
the numbering
you'll have
the
one
same,
high, you know,
it's not the same card, is it?
No. They're both the same.
They're the same card, but
no. But I'm like
card,
thinking like maybe
relisted.
Maybe one didn't sell and then it got relisted, but it looks like it's a day apart, so yeah. I don't think that's
no, yeah. But yeah, I mean, do you guys think that's
the early? That's what it is. It's like the early ones will get you a premium if you can get up there early.
I've never understood that though, because you know there's going to be more.
Right. People just want it first, bro.
You're buying it online. You're not going to get it first.
I know.
Seriously. True.
And this
but
one
I
might.
Bought it first on
this
eBay.
Guy might ship faster than the $5,000 guy, right?
Yeah.
So, or he might be closer to you. I know. I mean, it'd be interesting to see. This guy probably waited it out and didn't pay for it. You know, maybe he bought it and didn't pay for it. He's like, oh, one sold for $3,000. Cancel my bids. You know, I'm not going to pay for it. So that's another feature. I know we preach this every week, and we've done it on multiple shows. eBay needs to put if these things were paid for. We have to protect the market in that regard. Because if the $5,200 didn't get paid for, then you can't use that as a comp. That's what people do. Then they sell in their cars. They're like, well, one sold for this price. I was like, well, we don't know if it got paid, though. So that is key, I think, in
this
marketplace.
That would be amazing if eBay implemented that eventually.
It should be easily automated, right? Once you hit PayPal, send to the seller, then that complete listing now has like a certain check mark on it.
Not even PayPal anymore. It's like you're paying straight through eBay now. So eBay should definitely
be even easier.
We've talked about that for a long time. You'd think it would be easy.
Yeah.
You'd think it would be easy. I don't know. Who knows? Kelp is saying that there's a 20th anniversary cracked ice contenders in 2012.
Oh, okay. So 2012 had to have been the first year then.
Fleener, Luck.
Yeah. Okay. And then 13's a blur because it was such a bad rookie class, right? So I don't even remember cracked ice that year. So I do remember 14 and on, though.
Glennon cracked ice.
Yeah, Glennon and Bell and Tyler. Was it Tyler Wilson for the Raiders?
Ooh, T-Dub.
T-Dub, man, that was a storied rookie class there. So, and then you got Joe Burrow that sold for less than Tua. So
that's surprising.
Well, I mean, they're not the cracked ice, but $2,000 for a RPS redemption and $3,000 for a rookie ticket RPS.
So technically, his cracked ice would probably go for
more. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, cracked ice
playoff
would go for more.
Ticket, which I think is numbered to 99, maybe?
Yes. Yeah.
But they're always different, bro. Like, some people's championship tickets are like to 25, and some people are it's numbered to 49. It's you never know what they're going to number it to. And then we haven't even touched on this yet. I don't know if we're going to get into it, but I was talking about all weekend, the SPs. Like, you don't know which rookies are SPs.
They announce it about 3 weeks after the release. So, you break a ton of it.
Yeah.
You'll have a pretty good idea.
Yeah, exactly.
In about another week, you'll have a pretty good idea of who the short prints are because you rip so much of it. You see a guy and you're like, I don't even remember saying this guy's name. This guy has to be short printed.
I was saying that all weekend.
We saw what was Sims Jr.
Yeah,
or something today?
Steven Sims Jr. You did? Okay. He's not a short printer?
I put his Super Bowl ticket. Bro.
I'll tell you who's 101.
Wow.
I'll tell you who's not a short printed. Tyler Bass or Rodrigo Blankenship, the two kickers. Those guys, because sometimes kickers are the short prints. Those guys are not.
You want to know what's funny? All Saturday, Sunday, I've probably only pulled one Blankenship.
Really?
Out of all those contenders?
I think
they're going for like $100.
I think every break that me and Doug have done.
The early ones, yeah. I mean, on Friday I was pulling them like crazy.
How about Simmons?
But come Saturday,
Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah, he was popping up pretty often. You know who's like not like the Miami guy, Brandon, I think it's Brandon Jones, the Cowboy guy, Reggie Robinson or something like that.
You know who I think is a short print for sure is is it Mekhi Becton?
Oh yeah, we just finally pulled one.
He's an SP.
I pulled one.
He's an SP.
He's gotta be a short print.
Yeah.
There was a guy on the Cowboys, I forget what year it was. We talked about this on Monday. I think it was short printed to like 50. He was a lineman. And it went for like $400. People were like, and this was when the market was low, right? There was autos weren't selling like this, and it turned out he was short printed to like 40 or 50, and people like went crazy trying to buy him up and drove up the prices.
It was like the 49er Australian guy.
Oh, Jared Hayne, who had no autograph.
Yeah.
Just remember it said no autograph on it? Because they like just put it in there with no autograph.
Yeah, maybe DJ Dallas. I think we've only pulled one.
Yeah, DJ Dallas. That's a good one. What do you think? Is this Herbert? I mean, this Burrow seems cheap, right? I mean,
good price for Burrow, yeah.
It seems like just because he got hurt, people are like a little shy on buying him at the Herbert prices.
But you know what? Maybe the fact that it is a redemption and people don't know that it's live could be hurting the value.
Yeah. I'd probably be interested in picking up at least one of those Burrows at that price.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the one thing that's key information, that if you do get one of these, redeem it, they are live. He just barely missed the cutoff of making it into the product. So you won't have to sit there and wait like years and stuff for Burrow because they're already in stock.
They're ready to go.
You want to see something that's going to blow your mind. So, all right, we'll move on from contenders, but I stumbled upon this, and this card leaves me with a couple questions. So, it is a Zion Silver Auto with some guys trying to sell. So, it's a Zion Silver.
It's a redemption from Panini.
And apparently he put it in a I'll describe this the best for the people that are listening to the audio version of this. It's a picture of Zion Silver with a sticker auto on top of it, and then the guy put it in a Panini magnetic with a magnet, like you'd get a redemption. So I have a couple questions. If that's a real silver, he basically took a $5,000 card, he probably bought like Absolute, took the sticker off, put it on the silver, and basically just lost himself like $6,000 or $7,000, right? Unless that is a fake silver.
Well,
that's a fake silver, bro.
He also
that's too rainbowy.
He destroyed whatever card he took the sticker off of.
Yep.
It's gone.
You
it's
can even see it look like a corner.
And then he just destroyed his silver. If it's a real silver, he just destroyed it. So I think he destroyed like $11,000 worth of product, actually.
Listening to offers or possible trades, thanks.
How much?
Listening to offers, he doesn't even know.
This has to be a child. Please tell me this is a child.
Actually, he put free on there because he didn't even want to put a price because he's hoping that somebody's going to offer him that $100,000because it's the only one in existence.
What does he claim? What does he claim it? What is he saying? Like, hey, pack pulled.
Pack fresh.
Pack fresh.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, a word to the wise, we're in the hobby. We know that this card was never, this card never existed.
Actually,
they never made this card. This was a fabricated
card. The
card
itself looks fake. Look at the glare. Like,
it's too much rainbows.
Yeah.
The rainbow effect is too much.
I mean, it's too dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a thing that you could wipe the sticker, the auto off the sticker. So he could have got the cheapest Panini sticker. Right?
And just did the auto.
And pulled it off and then just did Zion's auto and stuck it on the card. Because if you look at the auto, it actually kind of looks a little shaky as well for a Zion auto, right?
Yeah.
So just keep in mind if you're looking at stuff, and I know there's a lot of you guys that are new in this hobby, don't pay PayPal friends and family because then you're stuck with this fake card. If you paid PayPal goods and services, you can always try to get your money back by filing a claim with PayPal.
Yeah.
But if you do like Cash App or Venmo or any of these things that these scammers ask for, then you are basically stuck with this card. So, which actually reminds me of, you know where I'm going with this? There was a guy that hit me up on Instagram, and it was late at night, and I happened
I
happened to be awake. And he hit up Mojo Break, and he's like, "You want the blue check mark?" He's like, "I can give it to you in less than 2 hours." And I'm like, and his name was like Jason, but he's like official blue check mark on Instagram. And I'm like, "Yeah, I want it." You know, just like egging him on. He's all you gotta do is like say your name and put your handle and then send me $150. And I'm like, "Cool, do you take PayPal goods and services?" And he's like, "No, I don't." He's like, "Actually, I do, but it'll take 21 days to get your blue check mark." I'm like, "No, I want it now, man." And I'm just like stringing him along.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, "Oh, why don't you take goods and services?" He's like, "Because they'll hold my funds and I can't perform the task." He's like, You gotta do friends and family or Cash App." And I'm like, "I don't have that, man." I'm all, "Do you take NBA Top Shot?"
The funny thing is
before Top Shot even took off.
If he would have been like, "Yeah, I'll take it," he could have paid like hundreds of dollars for that thing.
Oh my God.
He should have taken it. And so it was just going back and forth, and then he's like, "It sounds like you're just messing with me." And I'm all, "No, I really want the blue check mark." And he's like, "Yeah, but you don't understand what's like, you've got to send me the money." And I'm like, "Sorry, my English is bad." And then he's all, "I understand." I got to show you the interaction.
Oh, my God.
It's like, there's nobody on Instagram that can just give you a blue check mark. It doesn't happen. So there's a lot of scams out there. There's a lot of people trying to take advantage of people these days, especially with the market, the way the market is. So if you ever stumble upon something that doesn't look right and you still want to buy it, probably should do goods and services, and it's only 3%. It's like 3%. If the guy's hemming and hawing, say, "I'll cover your 3%.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the great go-to, right? If, like, somebody's like, I don't want to pay the fees, and you want to protect yourself, just pay the 3%. If they actually tell you, "Well, that's not going to work," then they're trying to scam you.
Yep.
Like,
hell yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. 3%. Like, you could even say, I'll give you 5%. And they're like, oh, no, I then they'll have another reason. Then you'll know they're scamming. So, especially if you see, like, a card that's, like, $2,000 normally, and they're selling it for $500. So they've taken a picture from somebody else. They're like, here's my Zion Silver. I'm sorry, but, like, you know.
If the deal is too good to be true, you're getting scammed.
You're getting scammed. So, no, I did not get scammed by the blue checkmark Instagram guy, but I had fun for about an hour leading him on, thinking that I was going to give him money. But I did not. So, he's like, you're just wasting my time. And I said, yep, I am. I totally am. All right, let's move on to Bowman. Bowman, we're going to talk about some of the high-priced autos. People getting ready for baseball season. People are loading up on some of these guys. And some of these prices will blow your mind. First off, we've got Juan Soto, base cards. Base Juan Soto, $5,200. This is a $5,000 base card.
Yeah, I think I saw a purple of that same card sell for $15,000.
It's approaching people. I think that people that are Trout's too expensive have moved to Juan Soto.
He's the next Trout.
He's already got a championship and he's super young still.
So he's better than Mike Trout.
He might be.
He has a championship.
He's got a championship. I don't know. Championships don't count in baseball. It doesn't matter. For some reason, people buy Trout.
Nah, they do, because if Bonds had a championship, he'd probably be in the Hall of Fame.
Bonds could have 10 championships and he wouldn't.
Oh, no. Why'd you do that, Dan?
Why'd you wake the beast?
Oh,
Bus is like Bonds rant number 579.
I feel like he's gonna ramp up in the next year because of what's happening. You know what I'm saying?
I've already prepared myself that he's not getting in the Hall of Fame because next year is David Ortiz and Alex Rodriguez.
How is Big Poppy and A-Rod gonna get in though? Like, how are they gonna allow them in with a straight face and be like, sorry, Barry? there just wasn't enough votes to go around. You know how it is.
Well, Schilling did the right thing. He's like, hey, just take me off that joint, bro. You ain't gonna get me in anyway.
But they can't. They can't actually take him off. Like, he
has to be.
Kurt Schilling's kind of a WB.
Kelp says Bond should be in with 98% of the vote. Yeah, I mean, people were voting for Scott Rowland. People were voting for LaTroy Hawkins. I love Omar Vizquel, but I mean, he's known as a defender. That's about it. It's travesty. And if you don't let Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame, then just erase his stats. Just take him out. Just take the stats out. Just that I'd be more happy knowing that the stats are gone because you're saying his career was cheating. Then take his stats out of the record book.
Bold. So you'd have to take like Maguire's stats out, and
well,
you just want to point out Barry Bonds.
I mean, Maguire should be in, and Sosa should be in.
I love the fact that like I think you care more than Barry does.
I think I do. I mean, I went to Barry's door and I'm like, we're gonna rally the troops. He's like,
very few people. I the jacket, like Doug has a jacket. It's a leather jacket with a mural of Barry Bonds on the back of it, and it's signed. And it was worn by Barry Bonds.
Yeah, I bought it for BarryBonds.com. So yeah, I got some good deals on that side. It doesn't look like anybody's buying Barry Bonds stuff, which is insane to me.
Nobody.
I'll buy it.
Nobody bought that jacket. There was one that sold.
I've been looking at it for a couple years. If you follow me on Facebook, some of you guys, I posted it yesterday. I should have worn it on the show today. I really should have. Had my back to you guys, and you can see it. It's pretty cool. It looks like an Andrew Dice Clay jacket, but with a Barry Bonds mural and signed on the back. It's fantastic.
It's something. I think everybody will see it in some type of content coming up soon. So,
Hey. But yeah, back to Juan Soto. I mean, the prices are insane to me. $5,200. I mean, crazy. So they're this guy's the next guy based on this price. I mean, do you guys agree?
Do we forgot about Acuna?
I guess so. Moved on.
We forgot about him.
Yeah. Soto. That's where it's at. I mean that 2016 Bowman Chrome stuff, man, with Vlad and Tatis.
Did we forget Soto. About? Did we get about Baby Vlad?
No, Baby Vlad's well, his market's not Soto, but his market's I think his base are around 1,000. So maybe some room there too.
Not too bad.
Well, at $5,200 for a base auto, I don't see a lot of room.
Right.
I think that might be.
Yeah,
might
but
be
a
the
base auto
right
of
there.
Trout is $19,000.
Yeah, but he has not done what Trout has done.
But Trout hasn't won a World Series.
Oh geez, he just gave. All right. Good deal. Go buy all the Juan Sotos for $5,200 you can get your hands on. Mm-hmm. Buy them now. Obviously, it's at the floor right now. It's at the floor. It can't go any lower.
Sell your AMC and GameStop. Put it in Soto right now. Sell your Luckin Coffee.
Oh, no. No, that's going.
So you draw the line, huh?
That's going to the moon.
Buy and hold. Luckin Coffee.
Puig is the next Thank hype. You. Who's better, Soto or Tatis? That's a good question.
Oh, Tatis.
That was quick.
Maybe,
based on the prices,
maybe
Soto.
Maybe because as a Giants fan, we do see the Giants play the Padres
way more.
Tatis is a real deal. That guy is legit.
Well, I think Tatis, I don't know how to phrase it, but I think he's like has a chance of being a face of baseball more than Soto does, I think. You know what I mean? Like how Trout is a face of baseball. I think
how Bryce Harper was the face of baseball
for maybe a half season. Yeah. But I think Tatis, you know, the way the flash, Soto hits those mammoth home runs and makes some great plays too. But I think Tatis makes the ESPN top 10 more than Soto does.
And that's what matters. That is what, and if we're talking in relation to card values, that's what matters. That and hitting moonshot home runs.
Right.
And hitting 240.
230 for Luis.
230. Sorry, I gave him an extra 10 points.
Well, Buster, you're going to like this next little slide here because we're talking about some Mariners guys. You've got, these guys going to be up this year. You've got J-Rod, Julio Rodriguez, and you've got Jared Kelenic, whose card was on the Mets, but he got traded to the Mariners. And a first Bowman Chrome, granted it is a pristine 10, sold for $1,700 for Jared Kelenic. A auto speckle refractor of J-Rod, Julio Rodriguez, sold for $1,000. I can't remember Mariners have Griffey, the Mariners have had Ichiro, but we haven't had a big prospect on the Mariners for a while. I mean, Danny Hulson, right?
Ooh.
Danny Hulson was a complete and total bust. But do you think that people will collect Mariners prospects?
I actually think, and this is, I don't even know if this is a bold statement, Kelenic will be this year's version of Acuna, of Robert. He will be the guy that everybody's going to chase.
You think so?
Yeah.
Wow, you're making that prediction.
I'm making
right
that
now.
Prediction.
Is he a rookie this year?
I think he may not be out of spring training, but I would say by May, he'll probably be on the big league squad. And if that is the case, he will be the guy that everybody is going to chase all year.
Yeah. I mean, in the Mariners organization kind of reminds me, without, you know, banging the trash cans or anything like that, reminds me of the way the Astros started their run when they got Springer and they got Correa and they've got all these guys, this young talent, and then they won a World Series. You've got a lot. I mean, you've got Marte. You've got Noelvi Marte. You've got all these young guys on the Mariners that I think this team's going to be pretty dang good. So something to watch for. I don't think they're going to win the World Series this year, but I would say it's going to be pretty close. In the next 5 years, they're going to be in the top of that. I know you don't want to hear it. They're in your division. But in the American League West.
The AL West would be the best division in baseball.
Could be.
With Oakland at the top.
Oakland.
You feel me?
And then are the Angels just going to be that team that Trout has MVP seasons and they just never make the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
They got, I don't know, man. Joe Adell. Makes one bad play in the outfield, ruins his career. I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, and they got can't forget Kyle Lewis, just won the Rookie of the Year. Yeah, Kyle Lewis as well. So, I mean, Mariners are stacked. But, yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens with these guys. But you can, as you can see, it's already almost too late to prospect on some of these guys because they're already getting bought up, getting ready for spring training here in a month or two. And then you've got Alex Kirilloff, which may be underpriced. I actually thought his prices were higher. Alex Kirilloff at 289. I mean, the Twins have a great team. You've got Royce Lewis as well, but Kirilloff, 289 for a PSA 10. And this guy, there's a lot of talk amongst baseball fans about how good this guy's going to be. So that might be a pretty strong buy. What do you think about Kirilloff?
Is that his first Bowman?
That's his first Bowman, 2016.
Nice.
Who else is 2016?
Well, Kyle Lewis as well. 2016 Bowman draft is a pretty good draft class.
Oh, I'm waiting for my answer?
Yeah.
Cool. Alex Kirilloff, he may be good.
He may be good.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I've heard the name.
But yeah,
no minor leagues last year. It's really, really hard to really to judge how these players are going to be.
I know. It's definitely a crapshoot. This is just surprising on some of these prices. Yeah, you have AJ Puck, you have Alex Kirilloff, and that Bo Bichette. So that's why those boxes are crazy. So Bo Bichette's out of 2016 draft. You have Kyle Lewis, you have Pete Alonso, you have Will Smith for the Dodgers, Gavin Lux. So yeah, jumbo boxes are at around 800.
$7 trillion.
Pretty loaded.
Pretty loaded draft. Yeah, pretty loaded draft class. So, you guys have any suggestions in the chat about prospects or any questions about prospects? Michael Hamm mentions Wander Franco, which his prices are insane.
His prices have never been cheap. They were out of the gate. Wander Franco was expensive.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And again, with no minor leagues, like his cards did not dip.
Yeah, and we can see one here in the next slide. We've got a Atomic that's numbered to 100 that sold for $3,500. So,
is that Joe Adell? Is that that's a $1,000 card, $920?
Yeah, they didn't. That's a 10 though.
That's a 10. That's crazy. Joe Adell, I think, is undervalued right now, and the reason why I say that is Joe Adell's cards. That was 17 Bowman. Is it Bowman draft, right?
Right.
He was short printed. You couldn't, like, it was really hard to pull a Joe Adell card.
A low pop.
I remember that, yeah.
Joe Adell, like, you would never pull a Joe Adell auto. So, man, like, I think he is undervalued, low pop. And
I actually, if I would have seen that auction, I would have bought that.
Oh, I would have bought that.
Because that's a pristine 10.
Yeah.
You bought 9.5s for 1,000.
$1,100 maybe.
That was last year.
I know. I was in Canada. I think we got a better deal because of the exchange rate. I don't know. Maybe I paid too much. I have no idea. I was hopped up on Molson and poutine. I don't know.
I know.
Molson and poutine.
I'd like to try that stuff.
I know. I want to go.
You want to try poutine? Mm-hmm. Oh, dude. So good. We should bring it in here. We can just eat it on the hype.
Can they DoorDash it?
From Toronto? It might be a while.
Should probably be able to fly it in somehow.
Our DoorDash people who deliver from 2 miles away can't figure out how to get in this place. So I don't know, man.
Bro, when luck in his 50, I'll fly from Canada poutine for us.
Can somebody? I'll pay for it. Is there a way to ship in some poutine?
So I am pretty sure. I think there's a place in San Jose that does poutine.
Okay. I want to try it. We got to try it on the hype. Maybe we'll have a food episode of the hype.
It'll probably be a lot better than that one where y'all eating the peppers.
Yeah.
Or the one
spicy
chip
challenge.
Woo.
Man, there's even more of that stuff coming out. There was, I think there's like a spicy nut now. There's like a different like almonds that have spice levels to it. Steven says he's going to send us some. All right. I'm down. I want to try it. It sounds like everything that
I'm about.
It
will change your life.
See? Look,
it'll change your life.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, SB saying I'm coming with poutine. I mean, that's amazing. I want it. And then you talk about the sausage area.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking.
You were at the show and you were talking about poutine. And I know where your mind's going. And I know why we're laughing. But I'm saying there was some kind of like sausage area.
It was a sports card show. So yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Yep. It was the sports car.
I want to try some Canadian sausage. I'm talking about that too. The back bacon.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I know there's a table at the show that has
at the card show.
It's not a sausage table. It's a meat table.
Oh, okay, meat table.
There's a lot of different types of meats.
Okay.
It's not just sausage.
That's interesting to add a card show.
I want to specifically try the sausage. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah. But they had a whole table. They weren't selling any cards.
Dude, it's just dried meat, dude. Dried meat.
People get hungry.
Like, beef sticks. A lot of beefs. Like, you know, the Slim Jims? Different types of Slim Jim looking things. But Canadian Slim Jims.
Snap nice. Slim Jim.
Yeah. Was Macho Man there? Randy Savage?
The late great.
The late great. The king of sausage in Chicago. John came right in where we were talking about sausage. He's like, wait, is this a sports card show? Are we talking food? Are we talking sausage fest? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think the National needs to figure out
the food situation.
The food situation,
oh,
like
terrible.
That. They should have like a table that just has like
there should be different more vendors at food vendors.
Meats and cheeses, man. Like, yeah. I mean, I think it's a Cleveland National. The food there in the convention,
it's pretty good.
Oh, it's terrible. Me and Doug had like, remember the burrito we had?
Oh, it might as well have been a frozen one. It just warmed it up.
It made Taco Bravo, which is ghettoer than Taco Bell, seem like the best authentic taqueria you've ever been to.
Well, all it said, the booth just said Mexican.
That's what it said.
It just said Mexican on it. That's all it did. It was like Mexican. Yep. There was like sandwiches, Mexican, and then like
pizza,
chicken, and
chicken. There was chicken. One that just said chicken.
Yeah, because you know, like I was only there for a few hours at the Chicago one, my first national ever, and
Chicago food's great.
The convention food, there wasn't a lot of variety. That's my only thing.
Convention food is convention food. Yeah. Like, I mean, you're gonna get your nachos and your hot dogs and your crappy burgers.
Cheeseburger that's cold in the middle.
Yeah.
I was hoping for some it's the Nationals, baby. I was hoping for some five-star cuisine.
No,
I mean they should have almost like those, especially Chicago. They should have had some of like those pizza places, like, you know, set up, right? You know what I mean? Like the famous Chicago pizza places that they have, and have them set up, and I'm sure
Giordano's
hot sell. Yeah, Giordano's right in the National. That's what I was looking for. I couldn't remember the name. Put Giordano's right in the National.
Crazy amount of business, bro.
Yeah, you know? But no, they got to have Mexican. Just Mexican food that they warm up for you. But yeah, so you got, and then these are some of the other big prospects. Adley Rutschman, Black Auto, 1,400. Jason Dominguez is crazy. I mean, 2,200 for a refractor PSA 10. So, I mean, that is crazy right out of the gate from it being 2020 Bowman, him not really playing. Just a lot of talk about him. He's the Martian. He's on the Yankees. And $2,200 card. That's insane. Do you believe in Jason Dominguez?
I do.
$499?
I do.
You believe refractor?
I believe.
I believe he's a Yankee, so he's just going to sell regardless.
I believe, like, it's like, when it comes to prospects, there is not a better situation to be in than Jason Dominguez.
What if they trade him, though? What if he gets traded?
Then there's not a worse situation to be in.
Well, that's what's so volatile about it. And we've seen this in other years. Who was it? There was a Yankees guy, not Slade Heathcott, but there was a guy that got traded to the Rangers. And it was he was a hitter. God, I can't remember his name, but it was just like death to his cards as soon as he got traded from the Yankees to whatever team he went on.
That's tough.
So that's the problem with baseball sometimes, too, is that, like, say the Yankees are, you know, number one and it's all-star, you know, and they need a pitcher or they need a pitcher and a hitter and they trade.
They ain't trading Jason Dominguez, though, no. He's a blue chip. They're gonna build the franchise around that guy.
He has too much hype around him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big boy. Yep. Yeah. Can we talk In-N-Out Burger? SB says, In-N-Out Burger is not what it's cracked up to be. We have one on every corner here. I mean, it's definitely worth trying when you're down here, but
it's what it's cracked up to be. It's amazing.
Oh, man. I got to go with Doug on this one.
Me and Cody, give the thumbs up, bro.
I think In-N-Out is probably one of the most overrated burger joints.
What is it about
In-N-Out that people love so much?
Fresh. Tastes amazing.
That's debatable.
I do like their fries. I do like their animal style fries, but
you know, I don't like their fries are they dry them off. They're too dry. Like they take all the good grease off of it. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's true. I actually prefer McDonald's fries over there.
I actually think I like
McDonald's.
I think I would prefer McDonald's. Like if I had to go McDonald's or In-N-Out, I think I might just roll through McDonald's. Hear me out.
I know where you're going with this.
Hear me out. If I want In-N-Out, I better clear the rest of my day.
Yeah.
I'm going to be either in line waiting for 17 hours or I'm going to be
line goes
in
super
my,
quick,
the
bro.
Line does not
the line
go super
goes
quick.
Super quick.
Okay.
Bro.
Dude, the line every In-N-Out burger I drive by, I'm like, "Man, what are all those?"
It looks long, but it goes fast.
I'm like, "What are all those lights over there?" Oh, I'm like, "Those are brake lights wrapped around a whole complex."
By my house.
That's
the one
first
like
key that will tell
cars.
You how good In-N-Out is. It's wrapped around the corner, bro.
No, it's cuz people just see it and they're like, must be good. People are there. I got to go.
McDonald's coffee is great. And
I can't.
Kelp says Five Guys Cajun fries. Yes, I will agree. Five Guys fries are phenomenal. They give you a whole bag. It's like overflowing. You can almost feed your whole family sometimes with a large. It's just like a whole bag of fries. Yeah, there's a lot of grease, but it's amazing. I do have to admit. Man, we talked a lot about food on
this
show,
man. And you know what? The funny thing is we just ate like lunch, right? So yeah. I don't even know why. But it's not like we're hungry, but you know. Why not? Why not switch it? You know, you can't talk about sports cards all the time.
You know what? In-N-Out, bro. You get some In-N-Out, you open up a box of cards, it's like magic.
At the same time.
Yep.
Get grease all over.
Yep. Right? No, never
that
get
it. That greasy Zion Silver is going to grade a PSA 10 easy.
Especially if they smell an In-N-Out burger, the grader, it might just be like, yeah, I'm giving you a 10. Yep. I'm going to give you higher than a 10.
I mean, it greases it up. It's silver, right? It makes it look nicer.
I don't know. Maybe I'm biased because there is an In-N-Out burger pretty much on every corner now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's usually the number one topic when we go out of town for a sports card event. People always come up to us. They're like, you guys are from California, man. Oh, man.
No.
Oh, man. You guys go to In-N-Out like every day?
I do.
No. No, I don't. I don't go to In-N-Out every day.
Okay, not every day, but at least once a week.
Man, I prefer Jack in the Box over In-N-Out.
Bruh. Cut the lights, Cody. Cut the lights.
Jack in the Box tacos are pretty good, though.
They're not even tacos. I don't even know what they are, they're but amazing, they are pretty good.
They're pretty good.
They're pretty good. They're not. It's not a taco. It's a. you don't put like a slice of American cheese in a taco. Man, it just doesn't go.
But they get funky with it, man.
It does. No, it's like
they got pitas.
It's like they were making. They're like, let's make something like a taco. You guys got any shredded cheese? No, just go ahead and put a slice of American cheese in there and call it a day.
It's a lot easier, man. You ain't got to shred it.
And deep fry it.
Well, our last topic, Topps Rip Party 2021 Series 1 Rip Party. We actually posted the first case on our website, and we're doing random divisions for the first case. I think there's only one spot left, but stay tuned for more breaks of 2021 Series 1. If you join those Rip Party breaks, you're going to get into a break a day early. And this is the 70th anniversary. There's a bunch of surprises with 2021 Topps. We know they've already announced Joe Adele as one of the rookies. I think Ryan Mountcastle's been in the mix. They held out a lot of rookies from last year. They didn't put them in update.
Devi Garcia,
probably Joey Bart, I'm assuming, as well. They could hold him out for Series 2, but it's going to be a pretty star-studded rookie class with the rookies they put in here, plus all the surprises. They're going to have the golden tickets that they do. They're going to have the cut autos. 2021 Series 1, I mean, any year of Series 1, is just signifies the beginning of baseball. Spring training right around the corner. It's like that's the kind of like the pregame to spring training. It's like, let's get ready for baseball. Let's get our minds ready for, you know, everybody's at 0-0. Everybody's teams have a chance of winning a championship. It's exciting. And so join us for the Rip Party. It's going to be February 9th. We're one of the four breakers that are going to be doing the breaker showcase. So if you guys have the opportunity to tweet at Topps that you're voting for us, you're going for us, you're trying to get us to win for the breaker showcase. I don't think it's all complete luck.
Yeah, there's no voting.
We've been training, so we've been getting ready. I've been doing push-ups. I've been working out the thumbs. We've been watching tape. You know, we've been preparing for it.
We just never win anything. I want to win something.
For once, yeah.
Yeah, I want to win one time.
We'll be the underdog.
One time.
Win. Maybe.
One time. I want to get the platinum box cut.
Did we establish rules with the other burgers yet about the?
No, but I think.
I think the competition is all based on one case.
Okay. Yeah.
So everybody's going to be opening up one case.
Okay. That makes it fair.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's only one hand camera for that portion of the break.
Awesome.
So that'll be before the festivities. We'll be doing the Breaker Showcase. You guys will get to see the product. And then after that, we have the Rip Party, where I think there's like 30 or 40 different breakers that are involved with ripping product that day early to kind of signify the beginning of the 2021 Topps, kind of give it a nice promotion.
Very dope.
You know, it was fun last year. We were doing it in person last year. This year it's virtual.
How everything has changed.
Yeah, I mean,
since last Rip Party, that was pretty close to our last event. I think we did the Griffey Transcendent after that.
Yep.
And then that was it, huh?
That was
Everything shut down.
Everything shut down.
Yeah. So maybe in 2022, we'll be able to do it in person again. We'll see. There was some haters, though. I mean, I had to chuckle. I mean, there was a lot of haters putting info about Tops after they dropped this, you know, which is an awesome event. You get to see the product early. You get to decide if you want to buy a box or not.
They are also going to have some people. I think Tom Glavin is going to be ripping some packs.
Oh, nice. You'll recognize him this time?
Yeah. Man, I gotta apologize. Maybe give me opportunity to apologize to him for big time and I'm not one time.
But there was some comments that I thought were pretty funny. Sweet. I can't wait to watch a bunch of people rip cards I can't buy at MSRP just like last year. If your cards ever do hit the stores, I may actually buy some. Not paying $50 for $20 blaster off eBay or other sites because we can't find anything in stores. Even the LCS is raising prices because why not? What once was fun is now not. Per usual, companies, flippers, and assholes even make the most basic hobby products unattainable for the average customer. Not everyone can drop hundreds on a product. Yes, I'm salty. And then one guy put, no one cares. The other person said, they apparently think we do. I couldn't care either. Platinum box cutter? ? Seriously? Cool. So I can watch other people rip packs that I'll never see in Walmart and Target, and my only chance to get the pack is to go to local card store, which is an hour away. Top Series 1 is not short print. There's a lot of it made. You should be able to find it anywhere.
And on top of that, with hopefully, you know, it's going to be iffy if they actually are implementing it, but I know retail stores, Walmart, Target, I'm sure I've got a lot of you guys, listeners, are aware of this too. Like, they're limiting people in store now of how much they can buy. They can only buy one sports car product at a time. So, you know, you're probably going to have some of the teller, the cashiers that, like, were like, don't care, and they'll let you buy like 50 of them still. But for in general, that should help a little bit you guys find some of these products in Target or Walmart.
Yeah, and if your local card store, and I want to know, I want people to email us or hit us on Twitter at MojoBreakM. If your local card store does not carry 2021 Top Series 1, I want to know. Because that is absolutely, you should just close, lock the door and sell your business. Or let a laundromat move in or something. Because
let us know. Doug will send that card shop a box of 2021 Series 1.
I will. But it's like a convenience store not selling Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
That's a must. If you're a card store and you don't carry flagship Tops, there's a problem. So I want to know, because there was comments of people saying my card store doesn't carry this product.
It's impossible. It's impossible.
They have to. Series one. You have to, right?
You have to.
Everybody gets Series one.
I can guarantee you, like, distributors are allocations may be not what they were 5-6 years ago on that, but every card shop that is dealing with a major distributor, they are getting boxes of that product. 100%. Like, 100%. No account is being left out and not getting any
Series 1.
Any Series 1, exactly. Series 2, or update. They're going to get at least. Now, what they do with that box, who knows? Is your local card shop getting that box and being like, well, I'm just going to flip it on eBay or sell it to another sell it to a breaker or sell it to somebody else, and it's just never going to see the light of day. That's probably happening more often than them getting completely shut out and getting zero allocation of that product.
And I mean, we're going to break the jumbo, but we don't break the hobby. It's just there's a lot of packs. There's only one maybe relic a box, so it's not a breaker-friendly product. Even the Jumbo's not a breaker-friendly product. We're breaking it part of the showcase, but it's not really made for breakers. It's a base set collector. It's a rookie flagship collector set. So you should have no problem finding some.
Yeah. If you have problem finding some,
let us know.
Let us know. You can also order some through mojobreakshop.com.
Yep, plug.
Plug. I mean, softball. You basically just tossed it up right for me, so I had to do it. But yeah, we'll have
out of the park like Barry Bonds.
Hit it right out of the park. Tons of home runs. More home runs than everybody else.
You're the GOAT.
But, you know. But, yeah, let us know. We'll have it in shop for lower than the online retailers.
Yeah,
I
think I'm actually going to put it up for pre-sale maybe this week. So you guys can already get in. And the pre-sale price will be even lower than it will be when it actually comes out. So, Series 1, get in on it. get it on the site, mojobreakshop.com. And check it out if you're into old wax. We have a lot of old wax on mojobreakshop.com. Not to be confused with mojobreak.com is the breaking site. Mojobreakshop.com is if you want to do the breaking yourself. You want to buy a box from us, we ship it to you, and you open it yourself. Or, you like I said earlier in the show, you can put it away. Stare at it and watch it go up in price. You can do that as well. So, but that's it for today's show. Make sure you follow us at MojoBreakM on Twitter. And for breaks, it's MojoBreak.com. We're going to be breaking honors today. We've got some NBA hoops. We got tons of stuff breaking. So check out MojoBreak.com. And we're out for this episode of The Hype. Peace.
Peace.